Oh, say, oh, you've started putting on your costume.
Yes, I was just starting. I heard you coming and ran down to let you in.
Oh, I'll bet your uncle looks funny when he's got that nightgown on.
Goodness, but it is big. It swallows me. Come on with me.
All right, let's go.
But it's too big on me. I keep tripping all the time.
Oh, wait till you put the pasteboard wings on your shoulders. Oh, you'll get first prize. You're all set. You've got your nice, white flowing robe.
Yes, that's just the trouble. It flows all over the place. I'm just sure I'm going to trip, and I don't see how I'm going to dance.
What does your uncle wear such big nightgowns for?
Oh, he doesn't. It's just that I'm so much smaller than he is. Come on in here, Cecil.
Oh, is that mine? Is that what I wear?
Yes. It's an old dress of mine. I've got everything for you. All you have to do is get in it.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, this is a good dress, Sally. I'm liable to wreck it.
Oh, no, you won't. Oh, it doesn't matter anyhow. Here's some safety pins. Pin my wings on first. Then we'll dress you.
All right. Hold still. It would be awful if you got in the rain and your pasteboard wings fell off. You'd be a fallen angel.
I had to cut some out of the pasteboard that the laundry puts in Uncle Thomas's shirts.
They look pretty hot. They're going to flop around a whole lot, though.
Well, sir, but that'll be all right.
There you are, Gabriel. You're all finished. Do you feel like an angel?
Thanks. Now we have to dress you.
What do I have to take off?
Well, everything except whatever you wear underneath.
All right, where do I go, little angel?
Get behind the screen.
All right. Where can I hang my things?
Oh, just drop them on the floor. We'll hang them up later.
Okay. Throw me over the dress.
There. There's the dress. Have you got it?
Yeah. Right on my head. How do I get into it?
Slip it over your head.
Can't I climb into it?
Oh, no. Slip it over your shoulder.
Which is which end?
Oh, Cecil, you know which is the top and which is the bottom.
I mean, which is the front of the crazy dress and which is the back?
Well, it buttons down the back.
All right, thanks.
How are you making it, Cecil?
Time out. It's caught on my shoulder.
Shall I help you?
No, stay where you are. Get the darn thing.
Well, it's really very simple. You just pull it down.
I got it. Wait till I put these stockings on and I'll be right out.
Be sure and put them on right.
Hooray! They fit. Whose are they? Yours?
No, they're the cook's.
Steady yourself. Here I come.
Oh, Cecil. My goodness.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, you.
All right. I'll just take this darn old dress off. I didn't want to go like this in the first place.
Oh, no, Cecil. You look just darling.
I don't want to look that way.
I was just laughing because at first you look kind of silly.
Oh, I couldn't look half as silly as I feel.
Wait. I'll hook you up in the back. Stand still. Well, how does it fit, Cecil?
Well, it's long enough, but it's kind of tight under the arm. I'm kind of afraid to breathe.
Oh, that's all right. It'll stretch.
I hope I don't have to sneeze. It'll be just too bad dressing, too bad for me.
There. Now, put on the slippers and see if they fit.
Hey, why couldn't I wear my own shoes?
Oh, Cecil, they look funny.
Oh, they would. They're brand new shoes.
I know, but they're not girls' shoes. Do they fit?
They're a little tight. But I can wear them if I can keep my balance.
Oh, fine, Cecil. You're going to take the first prize.
Oh, I sure feel silly. I wish I didn't promise you I'd go dressed as a girl.
Oh, Cecil, you're going to look so cute.
Yeah, that's just what I'm afraid of.
Now come over to the dresser while I put some powder on you.
Oh, you're going to put powder on me, huh?
Well, sir, and rouge, and fix your hair.
Listen, Sally, I'll wear your clothes just to please you. I'll run the chance of being razzed for the rest of my life. I'll choke to death in one of your dresses just because you want me to. But you can't ask me to let you put paint on me.
Oh, Cecil, of course I have to fix you up. Don't be foolish now.
I'm sorry, Sally, but the party is off.
But, Cecil, you don't look right. I'm just going to touch up your eyelashes and rouge your lips.
That's all, just that. Let go, Sally.
Now, Cecil, you've been so nice about it all so far. Please don't go and spoil a nice party for me, please.
I don't need that on me.
Yes, you do. Can't you trust me, Cecil? I want to make you look right. Remember, this is just a costume party.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Do your worst. I've got this much to be thankful for. None of my friends will be at this old party.
Oh, I knew you'd be an angel about it.
You're the angel tonight. I'm the rag and the bone and the hank of hair. Hey, how about my hair, Sally? I hope you haven't got a wig I have to wear.
No, I'll just fix your own hair. You'll be a girl with a boyish bob.
Oh, that's what I am, huh? Hey, what's that? What are you going to do?
It's powder. Close your eyes while I powder your face. That's right.
I'm simple-minded to have ever agreed to this. All right now?
Yes. Now next, your lips. You must have red lips. Hold them. No. Cecil likes this. That's right.
Let's just come off.
There now. Oh, that's fine. Oh, don't lick it, Cecil. Don't.
Mm. It would taste good. I like it.
Now your eyes. Oh, yes, earrings. You must have earrings.
Oh, don't put any earrings on me. I'm liable to lose them.
Hold still. It won't matter if you do lose them. I got them at the 5 and 10.
Ouch! What the heck are you trying to do? That hurts.
There. That won't slip off. Now for the other ear.
Well, I'm glad I'm not dressed as a cannibal girl.
Why, Cecil? There. Oh, that looks fine.
You'd want to put rings in my nose.
Oh, Cecil, you look better every minute.
Yeah, and feel worse. The shoes squeeze me. The dress chokes me. The earrings pinch me. All I need now is to have a pin come loose and stick me.
Oh, don't be a baby. Now I have to fix your eyes up. Now look up while I put this on your eyelashes.
What's the little toothbrush for?
Hold still. Look up.
Go ahead. All I need to finish this is to have my eyes put out.
Now that's fine. Don't rub it, Cecil. Don't.
Well, it feels funny.
Oh, it looks great. Now for your eyebrows.
Oh, ye gods. Did this go on for years and years?
Oh, stop crying. Let's hurry or we'll never get started.
Well, the finish can't be far off. Have you thought of any other device of torture yet?
Now stand while I look at you. Hmm. No, I don't think I'll ruse your cheeks. They're pink enough. Oh, yes, I know. Wait.
I knew it. I knew you'd think of something else. You've got on the wrong costume. You shouldn't be dressed as an angel.
What should I be dressed as, Cecil?
Well, I have an idea, but I won't say it.
This is all I was going to do. You have to have some beads. Hold your head down. I want to put several strings of beads around your neck.
I haven't enough to weigh me down. No! You have to go put beads on me and weigh me down some more.
Oh, Cecil, don't act like it's something to be ashamed of to be a girl.
Well, it's the last time I'll ever be one.
You really don't like it? Why, you look just grand, Cecil.
I hate it. And I know I look like something that the cat drug in.
Well, that's all. You're all fixed. We can go now.
Good. I was kind of waiting for a pot of boiling oil.
Cecil, come over here to this full-sized mirror and see how you look.
I don't want to see how I look.
Oh, please, Cecil. Then we'll have to hurry. That's right. How do you like it?
Hey, I look pretty good, don't I? Oh, Mammy. Oh, what a hot-looking outfit I make. Hello, kid. Oh, you look like my guardian angel standing behind me.
All right, Cecil. Don't stand there all day. We have to hurry.
Oh, there's no hurry. I want to look at myself a while. Hey, I think I look better than you do. I'm a little bit bony, but not so bad. Hey, let go of me, Sally. Don't drag me away. I want to get an eye full of me. Hey, I want to look some more. Oh.